Hi there, boys and girls. I'm glad you've joined us for the Children's Bible Club today. And we appreciate this good station, too. I hope you'll let them know that you like to listen to the Children's Bible Club and that you're thankful for their station. And as we begin today, how about calling a couple of your friends and reminding them to listen? Give them the call letters of your station and the frequency numbers if you can. Hurry so that they can get it quickly and not miss any of the singing or story. And now, here's the choir to open the program. Thank you, choir. It's so good to be with you to talk about the Lord and His work. You know, boys and girls, just a few weeks ago, I told you about my cat, the one that's half bobcat, the one with no tail. Well, I have to tell you that twice this week she's brought in a trophy, but one I would rather she had left alone. This morning, I heard a faint, strange sound. I ignored it at first, thinking maybe it was the refrigerator or something that squeaked. But then I heard it again. I followed the sound to our closed-in back porch, and there was a little wounded brown bird sitting on the floor, too frightened to move. I eased toward it to catch it, but it quickly hopped and fled to a dark corner. I finally caught the poor little thing, and you can't imagine the pitiful screams of fright. I didn't know a little bird could make such a sound. I talked to it quietly, and as I unlocked the door and took it outside, I set it on a table and backed away. Was he okay? Was he hurt too badly to fly or even live? I anxiously watched him. Then the little thing flopped off on the ground and was still. But soon he lifted his little wings and was gone away into the air, free from danger and death. How happy he was to be free and fly and soar into the blue, and how happy I was to see that he was able to fly away. Then I thought, how good God is. The Lord Jesus Christ came to earth and paid the price for our sin. Now, if we trust in him, he will set us free from the fear and hold and certain death of sin, and set us free to live according to God's word, with joy to serve him every day and have his blessings. Now that's a good thought, brought to you today by one little brown bird, rescued from the jaws and claws of the cat. And Jesus came to rescue you from the jaws of sin and death and give you eternal life. Oh, that's worth singing about, don't you think? Choir? Shamgar must have been some kind of man to be able to kill 600 Philistines with an ox goad, a sharp stick used to poke oxen to make them hurry. But that's just the way it is in God's work. Any gift or talent or possession, no matter how small or insignificant it seems, can be a blessing and can be used of the Lord if it's completely yielded to Him. So, Shamgar fought for God with an ox goad and was Israel's third judge. But Israel disobeyed God again, and the Canaanite king Jabin came against them with his mighty army and heavy war equipment and brought Israel down to subjection before him. The king disarmed the Israelites so they had no spears or shields to fight with. They were even afraid to walk the highways and skulked through the back roads in fear for their lives. In the midst of their despair, God raised up a wise prophetess named Deborah. She showed great wisdom and strength and kindness, and the people came to her constantly to seek her advice and counsel. She was greatly burdened as she saw them so mistreated and downtrodden. Her heart was stirred, and she determined to make a bold effort for freedom. But who could lead such a daring move? Deborah had heard of a mighty soldier from the remote north of Palestine and sent for him. Barak came at her call. She told him of God's call to arms and of his promise of victory. Yet Barak knew the odds of such a battle and hesitated. Perhaps he feared going with such poorly armed ranks against 900 chariots and tremendous weapon power of the enemy. Perhaps he knew the Israelites' honor for Deborah, that great mother of Israel, and that her presence would inspire greater bravery in the men. Whatever the reason, Barak declared he would not go into battle unless Deborah went too. Well, Deborah was no shirker from danger or battle. She would not dodge duty, yet she rebuked Barak for not being willing to trust God alone. She promised to go with him, but she said the honor for the victory would not go to him, but to a woman. What a pity that such a great warrior for God should get his eyes on a person instead of the Lord himself. Say, don't put your trust in man. We must look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. At last the plan was settled and the call to arms was sent out. Like a surge, the spirit rose in the hearts of the people and they came pouring to the appointed rendezvous. It's true, some people were afraid to join so hazardous an undertaking. Reuben, Gilead, Gad, and Asher all gave excuses for not joining the fight, just as some people today care more for their own position and situation rather than for the Lord's honor and his cause. But many tribes were faithful and sprang to action at Deborah's call with whatever weapons they could get their hands on, and gathered to Deborah on the summit of Mount Tabor. In the meantime, King Jabin had heard of this uprising among the Israelites, and he charged the captain of his army, Sisera, to put it down with one overwhelming blow. He would not tolerate this resistance. Immediately, Sisera's mighty host moved forward to squelch the rebellion. Oh, this would be simple. Israel had no army, no general, no weapons, nothing compared to Sisera's mighty force, armed to the teeth with swords and shields and spears, plus mobile units of 900 war chariots. Oh, he would make short work of these Israelites indeed. From the top of Mount Tabor, Deborah could see the approach of the enemy's formidable host, the long lines of fierce marching soldiers and the dreaded iron chariots and thundering horses of war. What a terrible array of pomp and power! The odds against Barak's tiny infantry became painfully clear. Barak was no doubt glad that Deborah had come along to inspire this handful of troops against such a force advancing to meet them. But Deborah sought the Lord. From her high position, she could see every move of the enemy below. She also had her eye on the lowering sky. Israel's warriors stood tensely awaiting her signal. At last, Deborah raised her hand in a courageous signal of "Forward March!" Her clear, piercing voice rang across the mountaintop, and the wind carried it through the ranks. "Up!" she cried, "for this is the day in which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thy hands. Is not the Lord gone out before thee?" What a fearful plight! The crisis had come. Would Barak and his men turn tail and run, or would they call on the God of heaven, muster courage, and go forward? In an instant, Barak shouted his orders and charged down the mountain with 10,000 men running and shouting deep war cries behind him. His warriors flung themselves like a loosened cliff down the mountainside into the valley below to meet the ominous Moabites head on as they crossed the river Kishon with their powerful war armaments. Will the mighty Moabite armored force bring down the small, untrained troops of Israel? What happened next will be our next story. So be sure to be listening. And now God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.